Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nithi Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvise Shashanyavani Pashatade Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Srinivar Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Verse 20, I am
Bhuvo
Mandalam
Mandalam
Odayadre
Odayadre
Guptaika
Guptaika
Viro
Viro
Naradeva
Naradeva
Nataha
Nataha
Astaya
Astaya
Jaitram
Jaitram
Ratam
Ratam
Atachapa
Atachapa
Paryasyate
Paryasyate
Dakshinato
Dakshinato
Yatarka
Yatarka
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatakaha.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatakaha. I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre. Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata. Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa. Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka. I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre. Gopaikaviro Naradeva Nata.
Gopaikaviro Naradeva Nata.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre. Gopaika Viro Naradeva
Nata.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa. Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka. I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadre. Gopaika Viro Naradeva Nata. Astaya Chaitram Ratam Atta Chapa. Paryasyate Dakshinato Yatarka.
I am this king
Bhuva
of the world,
Mandalam Gulu.
Udayadre. From the mountain where the first appearance of the sun is visible.
From the mountain where the sun is visible.
Gopta
will protect
Eka uniquely. Vira.
Powerful.
Naradeva. Of all kings.
Of all kings.
Nata.
Master.
Astaya.
Being situated on.
Jaitram. Victorious. Ratam.
Ratam.
Chariot.
Atachapa.
Holding the bow. Hayasyate. He will circumambulate Dakshinatam from the southern side. Yata.
Like
Arka.
Arka.
Sun. Translation: this king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, will have no competitor. He will travel around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invincible bow in his hand, and appearing exactly like the sun, which rotates in its own orbit to the south. Therefore, in this verse, the word Yatarka indicates that the sun is not fixed, but is rotating in its orbit, which is set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Brahma Sangita and also in other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, Brahma Samhita states, Yajnaya Brahmati Samvrita Kala Chakra. The sun rotates in its own orbit according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion that the sun is not fixed in one place, as far as Ritu Maharaj is concerned, is indicated that his ruling power would extend all over the world. The Himalaya Mounts, in which the sun is first seen, is called Udayachala or Udayadvi. It is here indicated that Prithu Maharaj's reign over the world would cover even the Himalayan mountains and extend to the borders of all oceans and seas. In other words, his reign would cover the entire planet. Another significant word in this verse is Naradeva. As described in previous verses, the qualified king, be he King Prithu or any other king who rules over the state as an ideal king, should be understood to be God in human form. According to Vedic culture, the king is honored as the Supreme Personality of God because he represents Narayana, who also gives protection to the citizens. He is therefore not a lord proprietor. Even Sanatana Goswami gave respect to the Nawa Bhusing Shah as Naradev, although the Nawa was Mohammedan. The king or government head must therefore be so competent to rule over the state that citizens will worship him as God in human form. That is a perpetual state for the head of any government or state. When the king travels all over the world, other kings as well as the demigods will offer him all kinds of presentations. Their queens will also consider him the original king, who carries in his hand the emblem of club and disc and will sing of his fame, for he is as reputable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Report: as far as reputation is concerned, King Prithu is already known as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Adi Rajam means original king. The original king is Narayana or Lord Vishnu. People do not know that the original king or Narayana is actually the proprietor of all living entities. As confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahu Namyo Vidadati Kaman. Actually, the Supreme Personality of God is maintaining all living entities. The king or Naradeva is his representative. As such, the king's duty is to personally supervise the distribution of wealth for the maintenance of all living entities. If he does so, he will be as reputable as Narayana. As mentioned in this verse, Prithu Maharaj was actually carrying with him the reputation of the Supreme Personality of God because he was actually reigning over the world in that capacity. This king, this protector of the citizens, is an extraordinary king and is equal to the Prajapati demigods. For the living facility of all citizens, he will milk the earth, which is like a cow. Not only that, but he will level the surface of the earth to the pointed ends of his bow, breaking all the hills, exactly as King Indra, the heavenly king, breaks mountains with his powerful thunderbolt. When the lion travels in the forest with its tail turned upward, all menial animals hide themselves. Similarly, when King Prithu will travel over his kingdom and vibrate the string of his bow, which is made of the horns of goat and bulls and irresistible in battle, all demoniac rogues and thieves will hide themselves in all directions. Report: is very appropriate to compare a powerful king like Prithu to a lion. In India, Kshatriya kings are still called Singh, which means lion. Unless rogues, thieves, and other demonic people in a state are afraid of the executive head who rules the kingdom with a strong hand, there cannot be peace or prosperity in the state. Thus, it is most regrettable when a woman becomes the executive head instead of a lion-like king. In such a situation, the people are considered very unfortunate. As the source of the river Saraswati, this king will perform 100. At the source of the river Saraswati, this king will perform 100 sacrifices known as Aswamedha. In the course of the last sacrifice, the heavenly king Indra will steal the sacrificial horse. This king Prithu will meet Sanat Kumar, one of the four Kumaras, in the garden of his palace compound. the king will worship with devotion, and we portion to receive instructions by which one can receive enjoy transcendental bliss. Purport, the word of Vidanti refers to one who knows something or enjoys something. When a person is properly instructed by a spiritual master and understands transcendental bliss, he enjoys life, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Buddha Prasannatma Sochalina Kanchati. When one attains to the Brahman platform, he neither hankers nor laments. He partakes of transcendental blissful enjoyment. Although King Pritu was an incarnation of Vishnu, he nonetheless taught the people in his kingdom to take instructions from a spiritual master who represents his succession. Thus, one can become fortunate, enjoy a blissful life, even within this material world. In this verse, the word Vindati is sometimes taken to mean understanding. Thus, when a person understands Maran, or the supreme source of everything, he enjoys blissful life. In this way, when the chivalrous activities of King Pritu come to be known to the people in general, King Pritu will always hear about himself and his uniquely powerful activities. Purport, to artificially advertise oneself and thus enjoy so-called reputation is a kind of conceit. The Maharaj was famous amongst the people because of his chivalrous activities. He did not have to advertise himself artificially. One's factual reputation cannot be covered. No one will be able to disobey the orders of Pritu Maharaj. After conquering the world, he will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both Asuras and Asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. Purport, at the time of Maharaj Pritu, the world was ruled by one emperor, although there were many subordinate states, just as there are many United States in various parts of the world. In olden days, the entire world was ruled through many states, but there was a supreme emperor who ruled over all subsidiary states. As soon as there were some discrepancies in the maintenance of the Varnashram system, the emperor would immediately take charge of the small states. The word Utpatidaloka Salya indicates that Maharaj Pritu completely uprooted all the miseries of his citizens. The word Salya means piercing thorn. There are many kinds of miserable thorns that pierce the citizens of a state, but all competent rulers, even up to the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, uprooted all the miserable conditions of the citizens. It is stated that during the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, there did not even exist severe cold or scorching heat, nor did the citizens suffer from any kind of mental anxiety. That is the standard of good government. Such a peaceful and prosperous government, devoid of anxiety, was established by Pritu Maharaj. Thus, the inhabitants of both saintly and demonic planets were all engaged in glorifying the activities of Maharaj Pritu. Persons or nations anxious to spread their influence all over the world should consider this point. If one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of the citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. One should not aspire to rule for any political or diplomatic consideration. Thus the end of Bhaktivedanta purports in the 4th canto, 16th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Praise of King Pritu by the Professional Reciters. This king being uniquely powerful and heroic will have no competitor. He will travel all around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invisible bow in his hand and appear exactly like the sun, which rotates on its own orbit south. So all these verses are giving praise to Pritu because of his power to rule over the world and protect the citizens, nourish the citizens, and therefore he'll be famous. And it also points out the fact that why he incarnates here, and that reason is that he will milk the earth, like the cow, the earth is compared to a cow, and he will milk the earth. And he will also level all the hills using the end of his bow so that people can plant crops. And so that actually, all these things are described later in the following chapters, including the 100 horse sacrifices and how Indra steals the horse, etc. So actually all these things will be explained later. So the professional reciters, before the events happen, are predicting these activities of King Pritu. So they glorify him as a great king, but as we've explained already, he's actually Shaktivesh Avatar. So he's in no way have faults. He's actually beyond the ordinary type of king. So when people worship him, actually they're worshiping the Supreme Lord. Now the normal king is called Naradeva. which means a deva in human form, so people should worship the regular king, like the Supreme Lord, because of his qualities. But we know that in the material world people are imperfect. So Prithu is ideal because he's actually a Shakti Vaishnava of the Lord. And similarly, of course, we have Ramchandra, who is not just a king, but he's also the Supreme Lord. So when the Supreme Lord himself comes, he may assume the role of a king also, in which case everyone should worship him as the Supreme Lord, even though he's playing the role of a king. So when the Lord takes that role of a king, he does that with a specific purpose, and that is to do the king's work, that is protect the citizens. So that is described how King Prithu will protect everyone by supplying everything, and to such an extent that the threefold miseries disappeared. People had no physical pain, no mental pain at all. They were completely free of the miseries of material existence because of his rulership. Of course, this is the material world, so we can never get free of all miseries. Even in Brahmaloka there is some problem because you have to give up your body. But as far as material world is concerned, the king, the ideal king, will make arrangements so everything is minimized, all these problems are minimized, and they don't become big problems. So that is nothing for the Supreme Lord, of course, because he is, he controls material nature. But we see here that King Prithu performs certain activities as his pastime to help the world. So that is, he makes the earth yield produce. Just as the cow gives milk, so Prithu made the earth give its products, such as wood and minerals, metals and jewels, etc., and crops. So from this is understood that previously there was a problem, that this was not taking place and the earth refused to give things properly. That is natural because we see that when King Vena reigned, everything became very sinful. So there, when that happens, when Adharma reigns, then the earth refuses to cooperate. And we see that in the example of the cow and the bull in the story of Parikshit. So when the bull or Dharma suffers, then the cow or the earth begins to lament, and then she doesn't supply properly the milk. So in the same way, the earth does not supply when there is absence of Dharma. So when King Vena ruled, then suddenly everything became a dharmic, and therefore it is natural that the earth would not yield properly. So in the following chapters we see that King Prithu was able to make the earth again yield things properly. Of course, he was an ideal king, so there, and Dharma was ruling, so therefore the earth should give properly. Then he also leveled the earth, which was full of mountains and hills, so that people could grow crops very easily. So in this way, he nourished the population of the citizens. He allowed them to live comfortably and prosper. So because he's Supreme Lord, of course, this is possible. He's a Shakti Vaishnava avatar, so he has special powers to do this particular activity. Now, unlike the full avatars of the Lord, of course, he does not have all the powers because he is Jiva by nature. Whereas other forms are fully the Supreme Lord, even though they may not display all the powers, and Kapila Dev or someone like that does not display all the powers, he acts only as a sage. So he doesn't cause creation, destruction of the world or anything. So he shows limited powers. But now we should not think of him as anything else except the Lord. So he has the powers, but he doesn't show them. In the case of the Shakti Vaishnava avatars, they are actually Jivas. So they are much more limited than forms of the Supreme Lord. Even if the Supreme Lord doesn't show his powers, the Shakti Vaishnava avatars actually have much less powers by their nature. Nevertheless, they also get some great powers given by the Lord. So Prithu was able to tame the earth and milk the earth and level the earth. He did extraordinary activities in relation to his rulership of the earth. So in this way, he has some special powers given by the Lord. And similarly, Parsaram had great power to destroy the false Kshatriyas, warriors. So special powers may be given, which may look extraordinary, but at the same time, they are jiva, so they do have, they are limited in other ways. Here we have the exploits of the king praised before he actually does anything. This is all describing the future. He will do this and he will do that. And then in the next chapter and the following chapters, those activities will be described, how he actually enacted those particular pastimes. And thus he fulfilled the prediction given by these reciters, professional reciters. There's different types of professional means. They are usually, they may travel around, and there's different types of them also. They recite histories of the dynasty. Some do particular praises, as in this case. Some are poetic things with music as well. So there's Vandis and Magadas, etc. Sutas, they're all people that sing praises. So we'll find that often when Krishna is there, then in Dwarka, he has all these people there and they praise him. In all royal courts, they seem to have these people who praise the king, flatter him, in one sense, flatterers. But in the case of these kings, of course, the praises were true. But we'll see also this not only happens in Indian, probably in the West also, they have these people. They praise the king and make him feel good. They have a spiritual plan. Spiritual world.
They have a separate world.
It's not said, but they're in the spiritual world, but it's an eternal place.
If you need worship, then you need
worship.
Hmm?
For instance,
I think in Kerala they worship Parsaram to some degree. I think it's a Parsaram temple. They always worship to some degree. Other ones, of course, we have Narada and Kumaras. They worship more as devotees. Swami Bhuvaman was our first part of the day of Brahma. He ruled for many years. He ruled for more than the Satyugu. He ruled for 2,000 years, I think. Anyway, I think it doesn't say which yuga it was, but it was in Swayam Bhuva Mantra.
Does not cooperate and does not reveal all the riches which it has. But currently also the situation is similar. But still the earth is producing.
They crash and nothing left. No more crops, no more minerals, no more oil. Everything gets exhausted. Soon, they predict in within 50 years everything gone. All the oil will be gone 50 years from now. No more oil. Population too big. Not enough crops. Not enough water. Everything will be scarce.
People are children of God.
Well, if they follow Dharma. If they follow Dharma. If they don't follow Dharma, then he takes everything away.
I mean, all the stories in the Bhagavatam, there are certain things in important?
Well, what is the ideal conduct of the king? To protect the citizens, that's the main thing. And if the citizens follow the king as such an ideal king, then they'll be happy in the kingdom.
So, Jiva becomes a Satya Vishalta. Is it because of his past?
No, it's eternal.
Acharya did not empower the Satya Vishalta?
No, unless he is already.
Like, you know, Bhakti Yuga or the Narottam Das?
No.
I mean, during that time?
Narottam Das is considered to be an expansion of Lord Chaitanya.
Sorry?
It's considered to be an expansion of Lord Chaitanya.
Bhakti Siddhanta, you know, I mean, by the prayers of Guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he wanted a son.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted a son. And Acharya respect the woman already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, he's also empowered in one way, you know.
Well, yeah, he can be empowered, but we don't have to call him Chakravarti Avatar. Otherwise, we can say everybody Chakravarti Avatar.
Jantra-sishnu-mabhati, jai-jantra-mabhati, 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 jai-